Before us is I get what the presenter was saying, because that I was saying. The fact that they were unable to incorporate the suggested use by the owner of the member, I think I feel it is covered, because it's also covered during the electrical act process. I think it's also in the press there also. Chair, I think with regards to the APP itself, I agree that what we proposed has been accepted. Now, I hope that the APP is accepted. But not for the editing, what I've just said, Chair. In our discussion report, we must be able to recommend to Parliament that the budget that is allocated by Parliament for all materials that is called must be allocated per committee. That must reflect in our legal process. Otherwise, I move for adoption of it. Look at the auditor general comment on the
I attend to the exhibition that doesn't for 20% I want, because there is still a people not placed in the new structure which is going to be defined. Today the introducing the tourism amendment bill is a matter that the community dealt with even now. When the government appeared for the 1896 plan, what happens here is that this amendment bill won't be processed by the commission. And it will be the new parliament coming because the legislature has taken up and the process of the the business events, they had indicated that already by the third quarter they had achieved the number of events they had planned. But what appeared in this, even just now, was that they are still not separating their targets according to forecast. They still have them as the number of targets, even by the next. That needs to be, that there is a room for the committee to call for an agenda if the committee feels strongly that the targets need to be separated according to quotas. They tabled and were dealt with it, they were approved in the House. The committee, if you really feel you need those targets to be separated according to quotas, department can be instructed to do that. The minister can change the agenda. I'm saying this because it continues to be a challenge to track any business delegates. Because in terms of revenue, we can only be able to say, okay, this is how much we can receive from business events, from so many delegates. But you can't track that report. So, members have always been saying, if we know what will be for the advance, if in this quarter we holding about 5 events, they should know that within the first quarter there will be 5 events, and how many delegates from those 5 events, second quarter, and so on, but they continue to lobby together as an annual 2%. But up to the committee secretary, say we want it to remain as an annual target, but it is made a bit very difficult for members to check, but there is a mechanism where the committee can check the agenda to the ATP. The quality assurance remains a problem in terms of the grading team. The government and the national board, this we had arranged because it was arranged in the meeting, but we don't have the last issue in terms of the SAT board. Most of the governance issues they have dealt with is just that they were increasing costs in terms of running the board, but the committee will recall that their response was they are trying to rectify that by having a lot of meetings in one day. So that if a person says that they will come next to a committee on a particular day, that will be challenging. So it's just to follow up in terms of whether I do anything right. VFR and leisure tourism. So this was the issue around the domestic tourism being dominated by visiting friends and relatives, and there have been no improvement in terms of conversion from VFR to leisure tourism. This is a matter that also still has the opportunity to check because it's still a problem. But what we have realized is the 2017 number that even VFR itself has decreased, and there is this issue that members also raised during the debate to say it is a test from the tourism that you are people traveling back, spending more, traveling to get the domestic tourism to the country, so they need to have a negative type of for emerging social enterprises. This one has to deal with the issue of supporting SMEs and the department that need to be engaged, particularly SAARC and members of the SAARC need to be engaged here so that they are. I think it's important because also it's not early in the study. You can't track LED because all you have to look at it from an LED perspective. You can't track it if Delta is not involved because municipalities, it's never people talking about solar is not being prioritized. At a Delta level, they need to take it. We know Delta is prioritized to President and State, even if they really that you for it, but we don't see the impact of that. So we're thinking maybe. Maybe we need to invite SAL to the meeting. They need to come with it. How are they entrenching tourism at the municipal level? So that at least we talk to people who can then go back and take the municipality. Because maybe if we talk to the minister here, it becomes higher than that. We need to talk to people who can then talk to specific individuals and then tell them that we have faith to come and give talk. And then maybe they might be. Maybe with FAA also, because we also have issues of routes, and FAA is including out of the number of routes. So we are thinking, checking the day, we check with the meeting with the Department of Transport. Also, FAA might report to the committee so that we can look. Because if there is that model, the issue of routes, there is that model. So, because the puzzle as to how can we have international daylight time. Lucrative to take some of the rules that you are pulling out of the FAA. And I think we need to talk to them now so that we set the foundation for the new committee. So we are concerned and we follow up. Then disaster management, this one deals with a number of issues, but it was the issue of crime again. Actually, it continues even after this report. And there was a recommendation in the Civil Affairs Institute where the committee said the Department of Education and Stakeholders must develop a disaster policy strategy that will deal with these issues. What happened in this ATP they presented in this committee that has been established by the minister that you know the issue of state. But we still feel it's not comprehensive in the stakeholders that are mentioned in the committee. Unfortunately, we have been size of each report set. Because if you look at the large fires, the quantity of the alcohol, you look at all these stories that are attacked, also the stories are asked for the hearing. And maybe I'll say, fortunately, because some of these incidents occur in provinces where maybe the officials on the ground are active. But what if this incident in other provinces? So it should be grown up for provisions. So we feel we still need to have the coordinated strategy where everybody within the sector knows, from the municipal official up to the departmental official. If this happens, what is the best thing to do? If people come to the municipality and say, tourists have been masked, what must the official at the local level? So we don't have the standard operating procedure of some kind, in terms of the protocols, the procedures, things that we need. So the recommendation were at that time, and some of the things we carry them through also to our budget report. So I won't be talking to them because they know the issues that we raised there, but they are a very, very disabled. So I think I'll stop there.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I propose that the draft report of quarter two and quarter three be adopted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I disappoint, but I wanted us to recommend that for the business event, they must be divided according to quota. Because if it is not like that, it becomes difficult for us to oversee. Thank you.
Can we go to the set of minutes for the meeting of April? On page 1.
Honorable Chair, on page 2, under introduction, I think it's the second sentence, which says, highlighted that the purpose of the meeting was just to provide committee members with an overview. If you remove to get.
Thank you.
this, but before I move for the adoption, Honorable Chair, on page 5, in most cases, in the minutes, when they write my family, they spell it wrongly. It's L-A at the end. In most cases, they are like this.
Masihela.
But in the front page, you normally do it correct.
Yeah.
But in the minutes, within the minutes, it stands wrong. Yes. Masihela. Otherwise, Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption with the corrections made. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of May 2018 as the true record of what transpired on that day. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm sure members have noticed in their text for this meeting. We have a white envelope that we have put inside this bigger one. This honourable member, it's a correspondence that was couriered to me to the committee. There are communities who are in Mpumalanga around the Kruger National Park. Now they have sent this document to the committee. But in a nutshell, all what they are saying, there is a presentation that they want to come and make to the Bofolo Committee on Tourism. Now, we have not decided anything with the Chairperson on it, and I've also learned that they have also done the same thing with the Bofolo Committee on Environmental Affairs as well. So what we would suggest is give us time to look into this issue and consult the Environmental Affairs Committee as well, so that we can see if we call their to come and make presentation to the committee, they can do that in a form of a joint committee between tourism and the cultural committee. So that they can do that in the joint committee. But we can work out if they can do anything, or when can we be available to come all the way from Pumalanga to do the question or that presentation. Members would see they have put everything here, they are documents and everything. But I would suggest to say let's look into it. In terms of the committee program, next week is the 30th of May, Wednesday. What we wanted to do, we wanted the entity to brief the committee on the National Tourism Sector Strategy. So that's what we wanted the department to do. And then 6 and 13, we were proposing the entity and the department to come and brief us on the quarterly performance report, so that we know we are at that.
Too much or a short period to actually engage with them.
Chair, on the issue of not having enough time for Wednesday, especially if we call the departments to come and present, I wanted us to check as to whether amongst ourselves as members of Parliament, is it not possible once in a while that you could come earlier than 12:30? Check with each and every one of them. In my case, I don't have a problem. This was just for today, it was just something which was out of the ordinary. But if you can check with all of us before we can move to Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The Friday proposal, will it only affect the date in June, or shall it be perpetually following the Friday meeting? Also, coming back to the request of these people from this document, people from Humala, they also have mentioned thank you. our, so we have to look into the aspect that says also when we're dealing with the quarterly performance based on the length of the presentation and what is in the presentation, we need to plan up front to say when we have time to actually engage with them in this afternoon management, or should we look into the schedule and the meeting for a day that will be suitable for all of us?
Honourable Chair, I think I support what Honourable Ford was saying by bringing those two together to be on the 6th, because I learned the program for Parliament is coming to the end on the 12th. So if you can do that, I think it will be okay. But I won't support him always.
Thank you.